Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and this is your home, or I should say your podcast, for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, and as I say in my videos that I call Traffic Jam with Nicole, happy day, you guys. Happy day. Man, today is Tuesday, November 23rd. We're a couple days from Thanksgiving, but better yet, we are a few days from a big day for me that I have been looking forward to. I call it On the Road to 50 with Nicole, because this Friday, I will be 50 years old, you guys. 50 years old, and I have to tell you that I am feeling extremely thankful. I can't even put it into words how thankful I feel, how grateful I feel. And if God is willing, because you never know, as I always said, we're not promised a second, we're not promised a minute, we're not promised an hour, we're not promised a day. But if God is willing, I will wake up Friday morning as a 50-year-old woman. And I have to say that, you know what, life is good. Life is good. And I remember thinking, like, when I was younger, what would it be like to get older? And I don't even know, you know, if, okay, I'm getting older, but I'm not old, okay? That's all I have to tell you. I think it's a frame of mind. It's a state of mind. And when I tell you, I feel like it's not even just being at my peak. I just feel like where I'm at right now is where I should be. And I'm so grateful for that, because I know that everyone doesn't feel like that. I know this. These past couple of years have been tough as hell. So, I mean, I know that everyone isn't feeling like this, so I'm even more grateful. Yeah, so I want to first jump into, before I even talk about On the Road to 50, before I even go into what I'm going to talk about this evening, I didn't even name this segment. I didn't name this broadcast. I was going to call it Freestyle Tuesday and dip into my bowl, which I do have my bowl sitting here with some topics that some people gave me. I wasn't sure, but I am going to call this show or this broadcast On the Road to 50 with Nicole. And I think that I could tie everything in together in regard to what I want to speak about this evening. And what I want to speak about this evening, and I kid you not, I have three little pages with some notes on it. It's called conditioning. And I know you all have heard of it. You've heard of conditioning. I looked it up, and I looked at the definition. So I want to give you the definition before I go into all of the other little stuff that I do before I get into the show, you know, before we get into it. But I want you to think about this definition of conditioning as I go through everything else. I want you to ponder this definition I'm going to give you of conditioning and how it relates to you. So I found this, I think it was in the Oxford Dictionary, and it said conditioning is the process of training or accustoming a person or animal to behave in a certain way or to accept certain circumstances. The process of training or accustoming a person or animal to behave in a certain way or to accept certain circumstances. So I want you to ponder that definition of the word conditioning. I want you to think about it. I want you to really be honest with yourself about how you feel it relates to you and who you are and your energy and what you think about everyone around you and what you think the people think of you. I want you to really think of that. I'm going to go into a commercial, and when I come in, I'm going to do my little, you know, my little talk about some stuff that's going on, and then we're going to get into Fashion, or we're going to get into this broadcast where I call it On the Road to 50 with me, Nicole, and we're going to be talking about conditioning this evening.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we're back. I'm back. Nicole Quinlan Lee on the Phenomenally You podcast. And again, this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And before I move forward, how are you doing? How is everyone doing? I hope that you are feeling as grateful and as blessed as I am feeling right now. And I'm going to tell you, I poured my glass of wine. You guys know I'm going to do it. So if you need to walk away and join me, go ahead if you haven't already done it. Okay, I'm going to encourage you. You really should be sipping on some water. I'm not, okay? But you should be, because you know what I feel about drinking water. You know, if you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you know that I encourage some things, and one of them is drinking water. But, I mean, this is a special occasion. This is a special week. We're on the road to 50 with Nicole. I only got a couple more turns left. I got a couple more corners, and I am going to be there 50 years old. And believe it or not, it has me thinking about conditioning. So if you're just joining in, and I do see a couple people popped up on my dashboard. I went to a commercial just now. I gave the definition of conditioning, and I said it's the process of training or accustoming a person or animal to behave in a certain way or to accept certain circumstances. First and foremost, let me tell you that it's hard for me to say accustoming. It doesn't seem like a word, but I looked it up. That's a real word, accustoming. I don't know what it should be, or maybe if I'm on one this evening, but it just sounds weird. But anyway, we're talking about conditioning, and this comes up in my mind as I hit this midlife mark, because I think of all that I've been exposed to as a child, good and bad, light and dark, you know, uplifting things, things that were meant to tear me down. And I think about how that conditioned me. I think about how that made me think of myself and other people. Think about how that made me look in the mirror at myself and accept myself for who I am. And all of this comes to my mind as I'm about to hit this corner called 50. All of this comes to my mind. And I'm hitting this corner. I'm hitting this street. I'm hitting this new opportunity, this new journey, confident and thankful and grateful and good with Nicole. And it makes me kind of look into myself and ask myself, why does it take a lifetime? Why does it take 50 years for us to get here? Why does it have to? 50 years for me to be here. I've been here about 10 years now. in this space in my mind, in this space in my body. But why does it have to take so long? What is it? What's going on? So I was talking to some of my coworkers today, and they were talking about the news and stuff, and I was like, you know, there comes a time when you have to recognize, and I'm not trying to insult anyone, where we've been conditioned to be sheep. We've been conditioned to be followers, conditioned to want to fit into one mold. And if people are not in that mold, and if you're not in that mold, you feel one way about that person, and you feel another way about yourself, and neither one are good. We've been conditioned. And so we sit back, and we argue amongst each other, and we let the powers that be make their moves, basically in silence. Because they've put out into the world so many things to deflect. We so busy arguing amongst each other for whatever reason, one reason or the other, that we don't even pay attention to the stuff that really matters that's going on. Say that because I remember I watched that Jeffrey Epstein documentary, and this brings me to this. And this was a man who was known to just not be a good person, who had preyed on young people, who had been raided by the FBI, and they found child pornography many, many years ago, way before all the stuff went down with him and way before his death. When I watched this documentary, I watched people that I had seen in media go on vacations with him, support different things that he was doing. I'm not talking about people, just people that I dislike. I'm talking about people that I have claimed and that the society has claimed as good people. And it got me to thinking about the conditioning of how we have been taught to be so hard on each other, to be so judging of each other, to be so biased that we argue amongst each other. We're so busy looking at what we're doing that we're not looking at what they're doing. We're not looking at the bigger picture. We're so busy arguing back and forth with people about stuff on social media that we're really not paying attention to what we need to pay attention to. We've been conditioned to behave in a certain way, to accept certain circumstances. I said it, to accept it, to where we still get shocked because, you know what, we've accepted a circumstance, so now we're responding off of what we've accepted, what we think it should, you know, be as of in regard to what we've been conditioned to believe it should be. We've been conditioned to accept certain circumstances. So we get on social media and we have conversations with our friends and we argue about stuff like the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, the Ahmaud Arbery trial. And we argue amongst each other about this stuff. And we don't sit back and look at the bigger picture of the conditioning. The conditioning that needs to be unconditioned. And the only way we're going to do that is if we start paying attention to each other and really seeing each other and really supporting each other to be who we each need to be and not what society tells us to be. Because I'm going to tell you guys, you know what? We no longer need to accept these circumstances that we've been conditioned to accept. I'm not telling you to go out there and revolt. But it's time for us to rebuild. It's time for us to make some shit of our own. Don't you agree? People to be better and do better that have never been better and have never done better. Expectation versus reality. And you ask me, Nicole, what does this have to do with on the road to 50? Well, I'm going to answer that. Because at where I am today, I've chosen to take the blinders off regardless of the consequence. You'd be surprised. Surprised at the things that I speak about on, and people get upset at me. Or they tell me I don't make any sense, or they don't understand why I'm making the moves that I make, or they try to make me feel like, you know, what I'm doing is, you know, oh, well, that's just you. And it is just me, but what I'm doing is something extraordinary. And it's not extraordinary. It's what we should be doing for ourselves. And it took me 50 years. It took me 50 years to understand myself outside of that, those circumstances that society has conditioned me to believe are correct and right and what I should be striving for. It took me almost 50 years. So the question is, what do we do? What do we do so that more people hit this milestone that I'm about to hit, that me and my girls are all hitting basically within the same year? I hear you, or I don't hear you guys, but I feel your energy, Justice League. What do we need to do so that more of us embrace every year that we get and every day that we get, so that more of us look forward to it, so that more of us understand ourselves, so that when we reach these milestones, we can appreciate it, we can celebrate. We could dance a jig if needed, because we know that this milestone is a gift and not a curse. What do we need to do? What do we need to do better? I wrote down here under On the Road to 50, understanding self is one of the biggest things that I'm coming into this with right now. Into these 50 years. And I'm telling you guys, okay, let me be truthful. The right part of my back, it feels a little older than 50, but otherwise I feel pretty good. But you know what? That's just part of life. You know, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. You're going to pull your back. You're going to have some stuff that's going on, but that's why you take care of yourself so you can get through and you can come to this day and you can feel good about it. But the first thing on my list is understanding self. Understanding what my likes and dislikes are, not based on the circumstances that society has conditioned us to believe, but based on me studying myself, researching myself, accepting myself, and being honest with myself about my likes and dislikes, and it's not related to anybody else's likes and dislikes but mine. I have two, being happy with who you are, regardless of what others say. Regardless of what others think. I mean, this is really hard, especially when you consider the definition of conditioning. I keep going back to these words because it's the process of training or accustoming a person or animal to behave in a certain way or to accept certain circumstances, to accept that you really are supposed to just always take into consideration what somebody else thinks about you and what they think you should be doing, regardless of what you want to do, regardless of what you think about yourself. I have three here, enforcing boundaries. Oh, this one took a minute. It took a minute for me even to acknowledge what my boundaries were. Okay, that's not true. I acknowledged what they were initially. But I was a little fearful enforcing them at first, because again, I was so worried about what other people said. I had to condition myself, recondition myself to not only think about my boundaries, but to enforce them regardless of people telling me that they thought it was stupid or I was being selfish or that I was being, you know, self-absorbed. All the things that people tell you when they want to say what they want to say and do what they want to do to you, and they want you to accept it regardless of how it makes you feel, and they want to make you feel like, you know, you are being, you know, I forgot the word now. You're not being cooperative. You're being uncooperative because now you're enforcing your boundaries and you're saying no. And I'm sorry that you don't like it. That took a minute. Number four I have is no longer having the desire or need for external approval of who you are. making your moves based on you and what you want and what makes you happy, what makes you tick, and not worrying about what other people are telling you about what you should be doing and how you should be doing it for yourself. I've always found it, like, really interesting. That this one is really interesting to me because you will identify your boundaries, right? It'll come to you, and then you'll get the strength. You'll recondition yourself to enforce your boundaries. And right at that time, when you start doing it, people will try to make you feel some kind of way about it. People will try to deter you from enforcing your boundaries. And when I tell you enforcing your boundaries, I'm not telling you to be mean to people, but taking a stance for yourself. Isn't it crazy how people are so much more comfortable with you taking a stance with everyone around you but you, but your damn self? They are. Now, mind you, they're not going to let you cross their boundaries, but cross yours. Or they'll make you feel some kind of way because you won't let them. And now you're the problem. Deflection. I don't even have a definition for that. Deflection. Can we say it again? Deflection. And trying to make you feel some kind of way. Because you have boundaries. And trying to make you feel some kind of way. Because their opinion of you no longer holds so much weight that it stops you from doing what you want to do. Thing number five, I said gaining control of emotions. This is a big one. And I do think that this comes with age. I think this comes with wisdom. I won't say age. I'll say wisdom. Learning to gain control of our emotions. This has been the sweetest for me. The sweetest. There are things that would have set me off even the beginning of this year that just can't do it to me now. It doesn't mean that I don't feel it. It just means that I feel more for myself. Does that make any sense? I feel more for myself. I no longer want to compromise who I am as a person on someone trying to take me out of myself and me responding completely out of emotion. I just no longer want to do that. And just learning that everything is not worthy of a response, even if you have one, even if you have every right in the world to feel the way that you feel. Everything doesn't need a response. Sometimes you got to ask yourself, how is this going to benefit me? These five things I wrote down. And then I started thinking about conditioning and how we've been conditioned and how conditioning really affects each of these things in our lives and why it's so important. This is what we're into now. 30 years ago, people weren't talking to each other really like they are now about energy and working on self and researching self and creating boundaries and enforcing boundaries. People weren't talking to us about this stuff. But we know this now, so we have a responsibility to speak to people who are younger than us. So it doesn't take them until 50 to gain this understanding of self, to understand that it's okay to be who you are, just as you are. And you don't have to change a damn thing, a goddamn thing, to please somebody else, to understand that if you feel like you can't just be who you are around someone, maybe they don't need to be around you. Always feel like you have to be stepping on eggshells. You all know what that feels like, stepping on eggshells just to be in the vicinity of somebody, holding your tongue 24/7, not being who you want to be, not being able to be comfortable in your own skin because you're so worried about that person and what they're thinking. Maybe you just, what my friend said, maybe you need some new friends. Maybe you need to put some distance between that person. what I go into the 50s understanding is, and I know you guys have seen this on social media, but I'm not for everybody. And that is okay with me. I'm not for everybody. And everybody isn't for me. And I don't think so. I don't think that that's what it is at all. And it's okay. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that there's anything the matter with you. And it doesn't mean that there's anything the matter with them. It just is what it is. We ain't for everybody, y'all. We're just not. But how have we been conditioned that everybody's supposed to love you? And if everybody don't love you and everybody don't like you, there is something the matter with you. That's not true. How have we been conditioned? If people are not living like you and making moves like you, they're not worthy. There's something the matter with them. They're unintelligent. That's not true. That's not true. Think about it. Think about how that applies to you. Think about it. And ladies, I'm going to talk to you for a minute. How we've been conditioned to kind of be against each other. We've been conditioned not to support each other. We've actually been conditioned to think that we can't even have a healthy relationship with other women. What kind of mess is that? If y'all don't know, My Justice League proves all of that theory wrong. And I do see a lot of women out there that don't get along, but that's because we've been conditioned to believe that we are in competition with each other, and we aren't. That's why I always say, when I shine, you shine. When you shine, I shine. I want you to be great. Your greatness does not make me feel insecure. And we have to start pushing that more as women. You would be shocked. You wouldn't, because you guys are out here in this workforce. You're out here in this world where you see intentions that are rooted in dimming your shine, where people go out of their way to try to make you look bad, to try to, you know, make other people look at you in a negative manner. When you walk away, when people are whispering about how you look, what you wear, what your shoes look like, what your hair looks like, they don't even know you. Conditioning, everybody. Conditioning. Think about it. What if we allowed, and at what point do we stop asking for people to make changes for us and we make the damn changes? What mold are you so worried about fitting into? At work today, I asked some people to give me some topics they wanted me to discuss, and I just opened one of them, which is actually, it aligns with what I'm talking about. And the question that I got is how to begin healing from insecurity. This is a good one. This is a good one, because I'm going to tell you guys what. You don't want to go on your road to 50 feeling insecure. Those people that don't want to admit that they 50, holding on to something that you can't hold on to, looking at every birthday as something terrible instead of something wonderful, instead of it being a blessing, instead of being grateful. How do we begin to heal from insecurity? We begin to understand and study ourselves. We begin to learn to love who we are. We begin to identify what makes us tick. So we don't have to be insecure. So we don't have to, you know, feel terrible about a birthday coming. Your birthday shouldn't make you depressed. In the past week, 2 weeks, I know two people for sure that lost loved ones to COVID. I know a couple other people who lost loved ones to other things. I don't know what it was, and I didn't ask because I don't feel that's any of my business. But that's why, if you guys didn't hear my video today, it's not a plug, but if you didn't hear my video today for Traffic Jam with Nicole, I was driving to work this morning, and I was taking a look on the 710 on the sides of the damn freeway, damn where. Tents everywhere. How can I not feel gratitude as I'm in my car on the freeway with my air conditioning on? And I did say air conditioning because that's where I'm at right now. I done turned into Ella, you guys. I can't drive without the cold air in the car. But I'm on my way to work this morning, and no matter how much sometimes the grind, it doesn't get to me, but I start thinking about maybe what else I could be doing, maybe, you know, what other alternatives I can, you know, I have, you know, in order to, you know, make money. At the same time, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have somewhere to drive to allow me to have a car with air conditioning, to allow me to pay my light bill. I'm not a slave to the job. But how could I not see the blessing in my life and not understand that I'm not dealing with a lot of these challenges that a lot of people are dealing with every single day? I'm extremely close to my family, extremely, and my friends. How can I not be grateful that I haven't been confronted with a terrible loss? A lot of times, you know, I don't even ask people how they're doing because I can't imagine. It's a weird question to me. And I just want them to know that, you know, if you need an ear, I'm here. I just send them some hearts to let you know that, hey, I'm thinking of you. Sometimes we're so focused on what the hell we think is going wrong, what's not going our way, that we lose sight of what is going right and what is going our way. This is part of On the Road to 50. The question is how to begin healing from insecurities. You're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to be honest with yourself. You have to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself about what kind of person you are and what kind of person you want to be. Be honest with yourself about why you do the things that you do. What's the motivation? Is it conditioning? Do you want to look the way that you look? Do you want to be perceived in a certain manner because conditioning has taught you that that's how it should be? You have to start working on yourself. You have to put in just as much time that you put in trying to please everyone around you into yourself. Ladies and men, because I'm noticing that men, You guys are doing a whole bunch of stuff, too, that, you know, you didn't used to do. This is life or death. Are you living every day? I know you alive, but are you living? Are you just making it through? It's interesting because some people, you know, they really don't believe that you can be cheerful through life. I was driving to work. That was yesterday. And I stopped to get some juices, and the dude was just standing there, and I said, well, good morning to you. And it's interesting because he was taken aback. He didn't even believe, like, it was crazy because he was shocked that I even spoke to him. This is where we at, you guys? We've been conditioned to treat each other so damn bad that we are shocked when someone is nice. We've accepted some terrible circumstances. Terrible. The question is, how are we going to turn it around? How are we going to turn that around? We've accepted being judgmental. We've accepted showing bias to others. We've accepted talking shit about others. We've accepted talking shit about our own self. We've accepted the idea that we're supposed to take all this time to make other people happy and not take any time to make ourselves happy. You know why I say that? Because when you do it, people will sit up there and tell you how selfish you are for taking a time out for yourself. The circumstances that we have accepted, think about them. So much so is looked down upon, laughed at, considered being self-absorbed, considered being conceited, disconsidered just not being what it should be, which is if you love yourself and you recognize who you are, you recognize your greatness, guess what? You're going to recognize everybody else's. When you learn to love yourself, you feel so light on your feet. You feel a happiness that I can't explain, and you want other people to feel that way. Sometimes I look out and I just look at people and I'm just like, I don't know if it's called judgment, but I'm just like, you know, Lord, just take my energy and put a little bit over there. Because they understand everything is not going to always go your way. People are going to piss you off. People are not going to like you. You are not going to like them. People are not going to like the things that you do. You are not going to like the things that people do. But that does not equate to you walking around every day claiming despair and unhappiness. Because what's not going to happen is everything is going to go your way. As simple as that. I check myself all week, all the time, when I'm about to get triggered. And I'm like, what are you doing, Nicole? Yeah, it's no reason for you to even say anything. What benefit is it going to be to you? It comes down to, do you want to be happy or miserable? And if you want to be happy, you're going to have to make the decision that you're going to be happy. And you're going to have to understand that happiness does not equate to you not having issues. Happiness doesn't mean that every day will be, you know, the Mary Poppins day where you're whistling and skipping down the street. It means that you understand that you're going to get through. It means that you recognize what you should and shouldn't be grateful for. It means that you sit back and you take the time to work on yourself so you don't have to look at other people and covet what they have. You don't have to look out yourself, outside of yourself, and look at somebody and want the things that they have because you don't have it. You can look within yourself and understand what is meant for you. And work on yourself so that when you look in the mirror, you're good. And you're happy on the road to 50 or on the road to 20 or on the road to 30 or on the road to 40, on the road to 75, to 80. And nobody has conditioned you to think that you should be just one way because of how old you are or what you look like or what culture you are or, you know, what weight you are, what your hair looks like, that you are able to just do what you need to do and work on yourself so that you love every damn inch of your damn self so that when you hit that corner to those milestone ages, you're all good. It's cool in the game. I say that because you remember that song, there's a party going on right here. I think of that, like, in my head. That's what I think. Like, I'm so blessed, you guys. Sound like I'm ready, but I'm so blessed. I'm so goddamn blessed. Like, it's ridiculous. And I just refuse to have anybody steal that from me. It's as simple as that. And I'm just thankful that this is the space that I am today. I know you heard me say it before, but I'm going to tell it to you again. You got big dreams? You want fame? Well, fame costs. You got to put in the work. Stop making excuses for yourself. You have to stop explaining away why you're not doing what you're supposed to do in order to be as happy as you need to be. You have to stop chasing shit that's outside of yourself to make you happy. You know, money is great. Fame is great. Being successful is wonderful. But, you know, we all know people who have all of that, and they're miserable. Because true happiness is within. And it will get you through when you need to get through. It will. Crazy. Conditioning, the process of training or accustoming a person or animal to behave in a certain way or to accept certain circumstances. I know y'all know I wasn't going to leave without talking about these trials that are going on or the verdicts that are happening. I try not to get caught up in the anger of it because I know what we're dealing with. I was reading some articles today. This is about conditioning. Because I wrote here, what does the Kyle Rittenhouse, I think I'm saying his name wrong, and the Ahmaud Arbery trial say? It's all about how we've been conditioned. Laws are conditional, you guys. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, I don't know why you don't know. The society, even if it's not you in a whole, has been conditioned to look at people a certain kind of way. Society has been conditioned to value some people more than others. Society has been conditioned to expect and accept disappointment. Society has been conditioned to take crumbs as if they are solutions. Am I surprised? Nope. Yeah, I'm disappointed. But I'm not surprised. And I don't even know if I want to call it disappointment. My friend earlier today, she said it well. She said the idea that we are dealing with shit like this in 2021, we're in the 21st century. We are still having race crisis. We're still having self-crisis. It's all a part of our conditioning. It's mind-boggling. I don't want to be, you know what, I'm not surprised, but I want to be, but I can't be. Expectation versus reality. The conditioning of the people in the world. Everybody want a nut. Everybody want to feel more important than the next person. Everybody is willing to do what they have to do in order to feel more important than the next person. Prejudice, classism, all that shit is real. It's real. It's real from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom. And all these things that we've been conditioned to support, conditioned to do. It affects how we look at ourselves. You know how I know that? Because people be shocked that I don't have a problem getting older. People be shocked that I have a grin on my face. That's conditioning. Conditioning to really question happiness because I'm not a millionaire, because I'm not rolling around in a top-of-the-line car, because I work a 9-to-5. Oh, how can you be this happy, Nicole? Because I am. Is there more that I may want? Yeah. But does that affect my happiness? No. We just have so much to learn, and we have to start having these conversations, and I know that people get tired of them, but we have to continue to have these conversations, everybody, because, you know, we have to start making changes and stop asking other people to make changes for us. And you start making a change within yourself, it will start to show. It will reflect. So conditioned to be against each other, to be against ourselves. Well, today I ask you, you know, No more. Be on team me. And I'm not talking about be on team Nicole. I mean team you. Whomever it is watching. Team and then your name. Get one of those markers that you can write on your mirror with and put it on the top of your mirror. Team whomever it is you are. Period. Because if you can't cheer for your damn self, you don't have any reason cheering for any damn body else. If you can't make the efforts to do what you need to do for yourself to be happy, you don't need to be making any efforts to make anybody else happy. Like I said earlier, we have been conditioned to make moves to make everybody around us happy, put a smile on everybody else's face. We'll lose sleep, lose money, make ourselves sick. We'll do it all. Damn near lose our mind trying to make somebody else love us, accept us, appreciate us. Well, today I challenge you, you got to do that stuff for yourself. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. Be kind to yourself. Pamper yourself. Nurture yourself, and everything else will fall into place. And anyone who comes in your space, and I know this is like a hard stance, but I believe this. Anyone who comes in your space and does anything besides uplift you and encourage you to be better so that you can do better, if they're not doing that, you don't need them around you. People know what they're doing. People know what they're doing. They try to act stupid. They know what they're doing. I know this is a little bit off of the subject, but the men in the Ahmaud Arbery trial and this little dude that just got off, they knew what they were doing. They were doing. People know how they're treating you. They know exactly why they're treating you the way they're treating you, and they will do it as long as they get away with it, as long as you allow them to do it. They will do it. They will continue to take advantage of your time, of your space, of your body, if that's the case, of your mind, of your spirit, of your soul. They will continue to do it as long as you let them. And you know what the symptoms of allowing people to do you like that are? Insecurities, unhappiness, sadness, depression, self-hate, self-loathing, judgment of others, because when you feel bad about your goddamn self, you judge everybody else around you. When you're insecure about your damn self, you judge everybody else around you. So now you can't be around anybody that has a lick of greatness in them because now you feel insecure. How do you begin to heal from insecurities? You work on yourself. Honest with yourself about it. And no, it doesn't feel well. But you work on yourself and stop making excuses for why you are the way you are. Yeah, we all experienced stuff when we were young. We all were raised a certain way, but there comes a time when you accept that, no matter how hard it is, and a lot of people think I'm harsh when I say that, but you accept it and you move forward. Because you will either let the bad influences that you had ruin your ability to be happy so that when you make milestones like what I'm going to have on Friday, you can't even appreciate it. You can't even be grateful because you're so busy hating yourself. You're so busy tearing yourself down. You're so busy looking in the mirror saying this is what you should be, but you're not. This, I wish I looked like this. I wish I, but you're not. And not only that is that you don't even make any efforts to do any of this stuff. I'm a firm believer that, you know what, you can do what you want with yourself, but don't complain about it if you're not willing to put in the action to fix it. I know that's harsh, but it's the truth. And also sit back and ask yourself why you want these things. You want them because you really want them, or you want them because society has conditioned you to want them? Which one is it? A lot of shit is rotten and doesn't look rotten from the outside, but when you open it up, it's rotten. That's what I think about social media a lot of the time. Everything is pretty. Everything is beautiful. People are beautiful as hell. Just in perfect tip-top condition. Personality's all messed up. Beautiful on the outside, rotten on the inside. I've been there. On the road to 50, you guys. Damn, I'm going to be 50. I'm going to be 50 by Friday. That's crazy as hell. It really is, because I remember, like, I wonder what it's going to be like when I turn 20. I wonder what I'm going to look like. And here I am, 50. I'm going to claim it. 50 years old and happy to be it. Happy to see it. Happy to share my love with everybody. Do you guys know there was a day when I couldn't even tell people that I loved them? I couldn't even express something like that, you know, without feeling some kind of way, corny. I had to let that go, too. Oh, I mean, what a tangled web society has weaved. Generations and generations and generations. I mean, it's not going to be fixed overnight, but we have to start somewhere, don't we? We have to start somewhere. We got to start conditioning ourselves to be thankful for every second, every hour, every minute, every day, every year that we get. Stop talking about I'm 25 for 25 years. No, the hell you not, and be grateful, because there are people this minute, this second, sitting there, wherever they are, praying to God for another second, another minute, another day. There are people sitting in their space right now, praying to God that their loved one was here another second, another minute, another day. So you don't have any reason to feel some kind of way about getting those seconds and those minutes and those days and those years. Claim every single one of them. Claim them all. Well, how about this? I claim them. When people tell me I don't look like I'm 50, yes, I do, because I'm 50, and that's what I look like. Nicole is 50. She's 50 with a 75-year-old back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, we're going to have to do better. We got to work together, you guys. We have to start treating people better. We have to look and ask ourselves, why do we treat people the way that we treat them? And we have to understand how to say to people what we do to people and how we treat people, how it really makes a difference. I know some of you have been raised to be really critical. I know it. But it doesn't mean that you can't be something else. Work on it. It's going to make a difference. Sit down and write down your insecurities. So this is what I'm going to tell you. This is the homework. Sit down and make a list of your insecurities. And then under it, be honest with yourself. This is just for you. Put the reason why you think you feel that way. To work on yourself. Work on it. Go on Amazon. Get some books to work on yourself. Start watching more positive things. You know, I believe that what you put in your body is what comes out of it, mind, body, and spirit. You guys know that I believe that because it is true. You cannot continue to bombard yourself with negativity and think that you're going to be feeling all that positive about yourself, because you're not. And even if you don't necessarily feel it, your energy is all jacked up because you don't put anything in yourself that is nourishing and nourishes your energy and promotes security. And self-love, self-care, and love of others. You can't continue to bombard yourself with all this negativity going on out here. It doesn't mean you ignore the realities of life, but you just have to do better. And you guys know I believe that. Exercise, right? Eat healthy. Read. Drink your water. Meditate. Pray. Get enough sleep. And you guys know, moisturize. You know, I believe that. But those are all the things that I say that you do. It's a well-rounded diet for your body, mind, and soul. Single day. So that what comes out of you is beautiful and wonderful. And when you do have adversity in your life, you can deal with it. It doesn't break you down. And even if you feel like laying down for a little while, you know damn well you need to get up. Start understanding yourself. Start studying yourself now. Now. It is life or death, you guys, because are you going to live while you're alive? Are you living your life? Are you appreciating your life? Are you going to be able to hit that milestone that's coming up, whatever it is, with your head up high, grateful for the moment? Or are you going to drag yourself to it, head down, depressed because of it? Which one do you want to do? It's your decision. So on this road to 50 with Nicole, this is all I have to tell you. It's not going to come if you don't put in the work. But I promise you, when you put in that work, it's going to be worth it. And it's going to show. It's going to show, you guys. I promise you. Work on yourself. And remember, you know, what goes in must come out. You allow all that shit to come in you, it's going to go out. And it is the truth. So, again, remember, exercise. Eat healthy because it's good for you. Get enough sleep because you need it. Read because knowledge is power, and you can't be conditioned to do stuff and believe stuff that is not beneficial to you or this society. We all matter. Mind your business because we got enough shit on our own to deal with. Deal with you. Deal with what you got to deal with. Moisturize because it just makes your skin pop. And what's the last one I think I said just now? Meditate and pray because it makes your soul smile. Thank you for joining me this evening, everyone. Have a wonderful evening on the road to 50, you guys. Isn't that crazy? Damn. I wish I had 50 cents little happy birthday party to go out on, but I don't. But dang, your girl is 50. Your girl is 50. Happy birthday to me. Have a great night, everyone. God bless.